This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So far, despite low cattle herds, the U.S. has been able to meet the export demand for beef. But market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, says that may be coming to an end.
Yeah, and I think that day may be coming to an end over the next few months for beef simply because the supplies are getting so tight. As I run the numbers, I just don't think we'll have enough beef to meet current demand, both domestically and export. So we're going to have to ration demand. We did see exports of both beef and pork drop off considerably in last week's data. So I'm anxious to see that when the data comes out on Thursday of this week, if we see a follow-through and drop in demand. But overall, beef supplies are going to have to balance with that demand. The demand right now looks like it's going to be stronger than what supplies are going to be as we go into the winter. The question is, based on the economy, will that rationing take place at higher price levels? Or will it take place at lower price levels than where we are now, simply because as the economy falls, the consumer pulls back? One of the things that's been positive for beef demand has been the drop in gasoline prices. Historically, when gasoline prices drop, that's like a big tax cut for the consumer. They have more money available to them, and it tends to go into higher cuts of meat and support meat demand.
So for beef, the demand will be higher than the supplies could potentially be. What about for pork?
For pork, I'm quite concerned it'll be just the opposite. We seem to be at this point. It's still early in the fall, but this is a time when PED virus tends to step up as temperatures start to drop. But it would seem to be the industry is very optimistic that with two vaccines now that have conditional approval, they have additional tools not to eradicate PED virus, but to do a better job of managing it. And a third is very close, from what they tell me, to being approved. And so the industry is confident they're going to be able to manage PED virus and limit its impacts a little bit better as we head into the winter. That'll allow supply to increase. And we've certainly seen that. Last week's hog slaughter alone was 2% above the previous year. And we're seeing carcass weights rise seasonally as well. So supply is exceeding demand on the pork side, and that's why we're seeing cash prices fall, futures prices fall, and more importantly at this point, because it's a leading indicator, is product prices are falling rapidly. So I'm quite concerned of how low we could drop on the cash hog prices. I think we've got a long ways to go. Futures are already trading $18, $19 below where the cash index is. And on the expectation, we're going to see a sharp drop in the cash. And right now, it's hard to argue against that based on what I'm seeing with product demand.
Now, consumers seemed reluctant to be buying pork at higher prices as opposed to the beef situation, which they were still willing to pay out for ground beef at higher prices. With price drops in pork, are you hoping that the consumers step up and show more interest in buying pork again?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a lack of demand for pork so much as it's being overwhelmed by supply. And when I look at product movement last week, it had strengthened versus the previous week, but the supply is just increasing that much faster. And so I think it's a case where the consumer is holding steady. We saw a little bit of a drop in export demand, but the problem is the supply is increasing with carcasses getting heavier now as we're feeding cheap corn and the weather is conducive for putting on weight gain. We're starting to manage the PED virus better, just overall getting that increase in supply that's overwhelming the demand.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Farmers are certainly looking forward to some drier weather, but some have been battling the elements by swapping out the tires on their field equipment in favor of tracks. I spoke with Jeff Fall of Seavers Equipment in Hillsboro.
Well, yes, we've experienced it here at the store and at all five of our locations. Mother Nature's dealt us a bad card, I guess you would say, this year with quite a substantial amount of rain, and they've really taken off quite a bit, these tracks. What they offer is a larger footprint with the weight of the combines and the heads that's on these machines. They offer a wider footprint in soft, muddy water conditions, you'd say. They really help keep it afloat. Now, they will sink some, you know, in some conditions, but they're helping out quite a bit over, like, dual tires and what have you.
So in wet years, you get better flotation so you can get out to your crops sooner?
Well, that's true. I'm not saying that you still won't make a rut or make a track, but time is money, and it just lets you get out there sooner than you could if you had a dual or possibly a single tire.
Now, do tracks have other benefits besides in wet weather, in wet conditions?
Yeah, you know, even in a average, which I really don't know what an average year is sometimes, in an average year, it offers you less ground compaction. And you'll see a lot of these guys, if you're driving out there, not only will you see this on combines, but grain parts for flotation, you know. So even they do have benefits even in a drier or normal year.
And I think you brought up a good point that people are putting them on more than just their combines. They're putting them on tractors. They're putting them on the grain carts. They're trying to put them on anything that really has to go in the field too much.
Yeah, you know, I guess you could say Case IH was the leader in the field for as far as their quad tracks. Been out for several years now, and they kind of started the trend, I guess you would say, and there's been a lot of people try to copy that track. But yes, the four-wheel drives, and now we can also get it on our MFDs or front-wheel assist tractors along with grain carts, and even there's a few planters in the spring of the year that has tracks. So tracks are taking off slowly, but as far as our quad tracks go, they've been out a long time, and you're seeing more and more of them.
And are there any drawbacks to having tracks?
Well, no. As far as drawbacks that I see, probably none, other than they are costly or more money over tires, rubber tracks. But that's probably the only downfall. Not a lot of more upkeep in normal conditions. There's a little bit of maintenance, you know, but the benefits is well worth it.
So there aren't really any drawbacks when compared to regular tires. It's just trying to justify the cost. And these do come with a very hefty price tag. So how have you seen farmers really trying to justify dishing out that much money, especially in years like this when crop prices are down?
Well, I think a lot of people this year are trying to justify the long term of their ground versus tires. You know, you just don't get rid of these ruts that some of these combines and grain carts are making out in the field. You just don't get rid of them in a year. It takes, you know, years to get that compaction that them machines have made. It takes a while to get that ground back in condition. So that's the thing they're looking at. You know, hey, I'm going to be farming this for quite some time, and maybe they're going to pass it on to their kids. So they're trying to save the long term of the ground. It will come back, but it takes a long time for that ground to come back where them ruts are.
And do you believe that in the next few years that we'll slowly start to see more and more tracks out in the fields?
I would like to think so. You know, some people, it's hard to justify the dollar amount that these tracks cost. But, you know, as machines get a little older and tracks get used, you know, the cost of that used track machine will come down, and it's a trickling effect. There's always not new buyers out there. There's always used buyers. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're going to keep seeing more and more of it slowly.
All right. And once you get to some of the older models, is it just not feasible to put tracks on them?
Well, I would say yes. You know, as the machines get older, they depreciate, and it's hard to justify putting on a set of tracks, $70,000, $75,000 for a set on a combine on a $20,000 combine or $30,000, you know. So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If there's a set of used tracks out there, maybe they're for that guy that has the older combine to put on there this year. But it's a challenging year.
Again, that was Jeff Fall with Seavers Equipment in Hillsboro. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.